Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Rideshare driver Lizbeth Lopez loves being behind the wheel.
I love driving around. I love getting to meet new people. I love talking to everyone.
She even becomes a bit of a tour guide, welcoming visitors to her home state of Massachusetts.
I definitely recommend the North End.
But those trips are also her livelihood.
All I want is to provide my kid.
Lopez says driving for Uber isn't putting money in her pocket like it used to.
That definitely affected the way we live. We used to be able to afford basic needs. It's getting harder and harder.
Well, here's my thought. Working as a Lyft driver, working as an Uber driver, in my opinion, is not designed to be your only source of income.
It's part-time.
You could essentially make it full-time because you can pick your hours, right? So I have heard people where they will work close to 40 hours a week and they're driving around nonstop, or they're driving during peak hours to try to make a certain amount of income. But I just don't think that's designed to be your career. Just like I don't think that flipping burgers at McDonald's, while nothing is wrong with that, that's just not designed to be your career. So when people want $20 an hour to do that, I'm very irritated about that. Well, Massachusetts voters approved what was called ballot 3 on their ballots, question number 3. They just approved that, and basically it's giving these drivers for Lyft and Uber the right to unionize. This already passed back in this was Seattle. I don't know if it was a statewide thing or just specifically as it relates to Seattle, but that was back in 2015. So now Massachusetts has done this.
You know who pushed that, don't you? The cab companies. It probably wasn't the Uber drivers. It was probably the cab companies. The whole appeal of Uber and Lyft to begin with was it was cheaper than taking a cab, right? And you could, because for the longest time, the cab companies didn't want Uber to be able to go to the airport and pick up rides.
And I don't know,
because it was cheating the cab companies from those fares.
I don't think it's because it's cheaper. Maybe that's a factor in it. I think why Lyft and Uber became more popular, it's more convenient. You don't have to go call a number and arrange a time for the cab to come pick you up. You're entering it in on an app. And not only that, you can track exactly where they are and you can see if they're delayed and you can change it or cancel it. It's a lot easier. It kind of streamlined the process. So maybe there was a little difference in cost, but I don't think that's the main reason why Lyft and Uber became so popular so quickly.
I think originally it was a price issue. It was more convenient. But once you crawled into a cab, you were at the mercy of the clock, because the price you paid could change depending on how much traffic you hit from point A to point B. And with Uber, they told you the price up front. I really think it was a cost issue at first as much as convenience. Pretty soon, it's going to be just as expensive as or more expensive than a cab, which will make the cabbies very happy.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I guess I haven't taken a cab in forever, and I feel like if I've had to take a cab, I feel like I'd be back in the Stone Ages, having to look up a number to even call. In fact, when I see a cab driving, it's like, oh, wow.
But St. Louis isn't like other cities. Like, you couldn't stand out here on the street corner and wait for a cab to drive by to flag it down.
Right.
You'd have to call them, because there just aren't enough of them.
Right, unlike New York, where that's very common.
Right.
And I wonder, actually, what the breakdown is in New York, when you think about like Lyft and Uber drivers compared to taxi drivers, because I think people still like the ability to walk out of, say, work and put their hand up in the air and a driver stops. Now, what's interesting about this whole situation in Massachusetts is it's saying that in order to unionize, they're saying that active drivers, which they define as anyone who's completed 100 or more trips in the past quarter, they could participate in this unionization process. And here's how it would go down. It says if 5% of those active drivers support the formation of a union, then essentially they would release a list of all the drivers for the apps so that people could start collecting information and go trying to get them to sign this petition to say, yeah, we want to become a union. And then if 25% of those people say they want to start a union, it will form. So nothing is set in place yet, but they're setting the stage for it, right?
It's
they're giving them the option. I don't know. I think I just feel like people expect, so it's this whole mindset of like, what can you do for me, right? It's not what can I do for you, how can I serve this, how can I serve? And I understand, like, we all go to work, right, because we want to get paid. Now, fortunately, I love what I do, but I know a lot of people who are like, I don't love what I do. In fact, some people hate what they do, and it's simply a paycheck, right? They need to support their family. But I just feel like we've gotten into this mindset of like, you owe me all of this stuff. So you owe me all these sick days. You owe me paid sick days. You owe me all of these vacation days. You owe me $20 an hour to, again, I go back to flipping hamburgers.
Yeah, it is a mindset. You're right. If Uber decides to do that, here's what's going to happen. The next entrepreneur will start a competing business that's not unionized that will undercut what they're having to pay now for an Uber anywhere in that state, because the prices are going to be outrageous. They already do this dynamic pricing, which is, I mean, I guess smart on their part. If demand is up, they get paid more. But it's just going to drive the price up. That's all it's going to do. And somebody will say, well, it's raising the standard of living. Well, whatever. If you're already paying, as Joe on Morning Joe found out the other day, the butter's $7 a tub. If you're already paying more for everything else, it just causes your cost of living to go up. Mm-hmm. And you have less money to do other things with.
I wonder how much, if you drive Uber or Lyft, I'd be curious for you to comment wherever you're watching and tell me how much you can make. I bet it's more than I think, but I just don't think it's not consistent. I think that would be very hard, is that it's not, you can't count on a certain paycheck because you don't know what kind of ride you're going to get. Yeah, I mean, unless you're willing to drive weird hours, say from the bars when there's going to be, or from an event when you can surge prices. And I don't even know how that works anymore. I know they used to do that. You know, they really jack it up like what, three times or something like that. And people were willing to pay it, right? It says, there's this article that I'm reading says the passage of this law comes on the heels of a big settlement that went into effect in August after the state sued Uber and Lyft over the treatment of its workers. The companies agreed to a minimum wage of $32.50 for ride hailing drivers and other benefits like earned sick pay. Until
that's
I read this
insane.
Article, I had no idea that was a $32.50 for minimum. What?
I don't. And how can there be a minimum wage?
Uber?
You're not an employee of Uber. You're like an independent contractor.
You are an independent contractor.
I thought you just got a percentage of whatever the ride costs.
Which is why the federal law doesn't apply to these drivers, because they are considered independent contractors, right? So it's not like there's some federal protection for them to be like, yes, you can unionize, which is why Massachusetts had to pass this. How many other states are going to do this?
This is what happens when big government gets involved.
Missouri do this?
This is what happens. I don't know. Missouri would have no interest in doing
it. No, Mark, don't say that. Because you know what? You would think that Missouri would have no interest in passing an abortion amendment that allows abortion through all 9 months. You would think that Missouri wouldn't be interested in passing an amendment that allows for minimum wage to hike up and therefore raise our prices. You would think all of these things, and yet here we are. On Tuesday, that's exactly what we did.
Yeah,
we
did
top to the bottom of the ticket, Republican leaders, right?
I don't disagree, but that was a statewide initiative petition that got enough signatures and got on the ballot. I don't think people would vote to make their rides cost more in the state of Missouri.
But this is what you have to remember.
But
people,
the legislature
realize,
did this.
People
not
don't
IP.
Realize that. That's the problem, is they're allowed to write, the way they phrase these things is so deceptive, and you would never talk about that. And the ballot language wouldn't include, you know, oh, if you so say yes on this, your price is going to likely increase by blah, 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 because that would possibly get a no. So they're going to make sure that's hidden.
We'll see. Anything can happen. After Amendment 3 passed and Donald Trump overwhelmingly got elected, I would agree with that. There are people out there who just walk around in a constant state of conflict in their brain. I don't know how you can support both, but there clearly are a lot of people that do. And I don't know who those people are. I really don't.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.